What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Tuesday, January 21st, and we are so happy to have you guys joining us for this half hour just for you. Long weekend for some, for the Martin Luther King Jr. Day holiday yesterday. And so here we are a day ahead. So it's fitting that today is like a Monday for me. I have like no internet access. I can't connect to anything.
No.
Like we have a system that we use called Wide Orbit. It's not connecting. I'm like, the call screener is not connecting. So I'm like, oh man, are you kidding? My Monday moved to a Tuesday.
Did you restart your computer?
Yeah, two times. This is the second time I've just done it. So I'm hoping something happens. But the first time I did it, nothing happened. So I don't know what is going on. I don't want to text our engineers this early in the morning, but maybe they're up and listening to the pre-show. Who knows?
Did you sign into it? I guess it's kind of like behind the sightseeing talk, but the Global Protect.
Yeah.
You did do all that.
It won't connect.
There's no connection at all.
So it's just like it's like a gray universe there. Like usually it's lit up like the world. It's blue and green and it's just gray. And it just says trying to connect. And it doesn't do anything. So it's all good. I'm not going to let it mess up the day. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. I honestly, the 3-day weekend was necessary. I wish we had more of them. It was a lot of laid backness, just trying to catch up on things around the house. A lot of football. And what else did we do? I took a dance class for the first time in a long time.
Oh, fun.
Lots of fun. I went to Millennium, which is just down the street from our radio station. And I met some like friends that are friends of friends. They're like, oh, where are you from? Oh, I'm from San Diego. Oh, do you know so-and-so? And the dance community is just such a small world. So I took a dance class, which was really, really fun and really needed. And just reflected on a lot of stuff. It was nice.
Well, that's good. What kind of things are you reflecting on?
Reflecting on last year. I think because this year, well, it feels like 5 years.
Yeah.
This month, it was finally like a time to be like, like how was last year? What do you want to... I feel like January 1st really isn't the start of the new year for me. It really takes a lot of time for me to be like, okay, now we're into 2025.
Things settling in.
You're
kind of getting an idea of what direction things are going in, what direction you want things to go in, stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. But other than that, my weekend was really well. What about yours?
It was good. It was a busy one. I pretty much worked all weekend, but it was fine. It was a fun weekend. Friday night hosted the Vegas Thrill game. They won in 5 sets. Saturday, I had a remote up at Tri Point Homes, and it's up off of the US 95 and Kyle Canyon. It's really far north. I was so excited. So many people came out. We had such a good time. It was really fun out there. And then another thrill game on Sunday, another 5-setter. So it's like,
wow.
When they go 5 sets, they take a long time, but it was really fun. And then yesterday, I had like a hair appointment, but just kind of, you know, chilled out, watched some football, just relaxed a little bit, took a nice long nap. So it was good, just ready to get back into it. Kind of like you, just needed to decompress a little bit this weekend. But yeah, we are ready to go. I'm super excited. Ton of stuff. Oh, I'm getting texts here on our text line that no Wi-Fi at my house either. Well, you're getting
what?
It though, right?
I have Wi-Fi on my laptop.
Oh, I wonder.
And I'm using our Pulte people's neighbor's Wi-Fi. So I don't know if anything has to do with that, but our connection at, here at Odyssey, the Wi-Fi comes in and out. So they're unreliable here at part of our building.
Yeah,
so,
I think I'm connected Ethernet wise, but it just says no internet network, no internet. So I cannot. Yeah, that's really weird. But hey, thanks for letting me know, because now I don't feel so alone out there. We're not going to let this stop us, and we're still going to have a great day. So we've got a lot coming up. We've got some really cool prizes to give away. First of all, 7 o'clock. In case you missed it, Beat Mercedes. It is every day now at 7 a.m. More chances for you to win a beautiful diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, and that happens at 7 o'clock this morning. Coming up also this morning, we have your tickets to see David Spade and Nikki Glaser. Those are on the way, and a bunch of other stuff going on. We'll talk more about that coming up this morning, but let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Insensitive by Jan Arden? Maybe you might have want to hear Steal My Sunshine by Len. I know that it's all for me. Making sure I'm not in too deep. Or do you want to hear 1-2-Step by Sierra? Those are your choices. You can get your votes in right now. You can tweet us on X or on Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, or you can text or call us right now, 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Did anyone get let down by something this weekend? I was really bummed. We were all set, ready to watch a movie. Sunday night, long weekend, finally had some spare time. And there's a movie we've been wanting to watch since it came out in theaters, really. But finally, we were getting a chance to sit down and watch it. And the movie is Challengers with Zendaya. Did you watch that movie?
I love that movie.
I thought it was terrible.
What?
I thought it was a horrible movie. You loved it?
I thought it was great. What about the movie without spoiling it?
Oh, what a letdown, man. First of all, the only reason I stuck through it was for Zendaya, because there was 45 minutes left and I looked at my husband. I'm like, this is terrible. And he's like, I know, but we got to give it a chance. I'm like, I'm doing it for Zendaya. That's the only reason. I felt like the plot line was ridiculous. I felt like it went forwards and backwards and middle and forwards and backwards, like too much. I
was like a tennis match. That's the metaphor.
I get it. But I just was like, this does not make sense. Like, there's no way these two dudes could bag Zendaya. There's no way. No, in what universe could they get her? There's no possible way.
It's a movie. It's not based on a true story, but it's fiction. It's great. I feel like the artistry was awesome. I loved the back and forth between past and present. And I thought that they did really well, because I was trying to figure out how, like, her character was the main girl. And then once the movie started getting deeper, I'm like, oh, this is great. And then the ending, loved it.
I hated the ending. I was just like, this is such a bad movie. And then I started talking to some other people. You're literally the first person I've talked to that's actually liked it. Other people are like, I did not like it either. I was like, I don't know what it was. I just felt like it was so here and there. And I don't know. I was really let down. I wanted to love it. I still love Zendaya. But that, to me, was such a letdown for me this weekend. Did you have any big letdowns over the weekend?
I did. And it's the big talk. TikTok disappointed me. This whole thing with, you know, it's going to be banned. I felt like it was just a whole setup and just everything like that. I mean, going in Saturday night, I was upset because I feel like we were robbed of 3 hours, and then wake up the next morning and it's like, it's back. It's like, what is happening? I was so frustrated about the whole thing. And just see, that whole thing just made me upset.
Yeah, though, I feel like that was all just completely orchestrated. Like, get us all in a frenzy, get us all riled up and, oh, wow, look, we got some time on it. Like, that whole thing was so dirty. They did us so dirty in that movie.
They did. I think going back to the movie, Is it the acting that you didn't like or just the plot? Because I really want to know. I really liked the movie a lot.
I thought it was just the plot. I thought it was just, I don't know. I think that it was the artistry of the movie. The acting was fine. In my mind, Zendaya can do no wrong. She really can't. But I just thought that the way that it was filmed, and I didn't like it. It just made me feel ugh afterwards. And like I said, I felt like 45 minutes left to go. It could have ended. I'm like, okay, when are we going to do this? Like, come on. But we just got a text here. It says, I'm 100% with you, Mercedes. I couldn't even finish that movie. I'm not sure. Maybe you and I, text person, are in the minority, but everyone I talked to literally hated it. You're the first person. So I'm glad to know at least someone out there enjoyed that time spent.
Another thing that let me down this weekend, the wind. Horrible.
Wind. The cold.
Freezing.
28 degrees driving in this morning.
28?
That's what my car said. 28 degrees. So please take a jacket this morning and don't bother with Challengers.
Oh no, give it another chance.
It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show.
Let's go.
It is Tuesday, January 21st,
yeah.
And we are ready to go. Wow, lots of energy going on in here.
Oh yeah, you gotta have that, man, on a Tuesday.
Well, we've got a lot going on in the show this morning. We've got a lot to get to. We'll talk about that in a second. How you guys doing?
Doing good. One of the things that we did this weekend was we went to Costco, one of my favorite places. And there's something that always happens when we get back home from Costco, and it's Momo. He usually hides when we get home from Costco or anytime an Amazon package comes through. It's the weirdest thing. And me and James are trying to put it together. Like, why is it when Momo, there's like a cardboard box around or something, he gets scared. And that kind of triggers Momo whenever he sees a cardboard box, hides in his safety spot. It's underneath the chair. We remembered when he was a puppy, we would put him in cardboard boxes to take pictures.
Oh, so he is so triggered. It's trauma that's making him do that.
Yeah. I don't know if there's anything for you when you had your pets, or Jay with Gino. Is there something that triggers your pet? Anytime that this happens, your dog does this.
Same thing. When the doorbell rings, he starts running around, start barking, going. And also, he'll let us know, this dog is so damn smart. At 8 o'clock PM, he always knows that's when he gets his CBD treat. So I don't even have to say anything. At 8 o'clock on the nose.
Jay's dog's a stoner.
Damn, he's passing it to the left every time at 8.
I'm like, dude, it's 8 o'clock. I know now when he starts barking, it's 8 o'clock.
He's like,
awesome.
Time to chill.
Yeah. He's like, this is my me time. I need to chill. You need to leave me alone.
Just like daddy.
It's so funny. I with my dogs, the thing that triggered them was horses on television. If there was ever a horse galloping on television, oh my gosh, they would absolutely lose it. They would just go crazy. And here's the thing. So my friend at the Nevada SPCA, she messaged me today. They got a pug in there.
Oh.
No.
She's like, look what we got. And I was like, what? And I'm like,
and you love pugs.
That's my dog.
Yeah,
my dogs. Anytime I see pugs, I send memes to Mercedes about pugs. This is, I think of pugs, I think of you.
Tell me you get it.
No, I didn't. And I don't know if Matt's going to go for it. Here's the thing. I want to so badly. I would love to give this dog a home. But I also don't want to be selfish because we travel a lot. We are out of town a lot. And that's just not fair to the dog, you know?
You know, I would love to watch a puppy. Momo will have new friends. What if we came to an agreement that anytime we're out of town, we could watch each other's dogs? Momo will now have a new best friend.
I could help too.
And then Gino.
Yeah.
Gino is
no,
in the
you
mix.
Turn my dog into a stoner. Absolutely not. You are not taking care of my dog.
CBD treat for you. I hate CBD treat for
here
you.
I pick
him up. He's like, Mom, hey.
Hanging out with Uncle James.
I love
awesome.
This place.
No. So I, don't know. It's a conversation that needs to be had for sure. But I don't want to do the dog dirty. Like, oh, you have your new home. We love you. Oh, by the way, bye. We're out of town. See you later.
It's definitely a lot.
It's a commitment. It's a commitment for sure. Well, we've got so much going on the show this morning. We're so happy to have you guys here. We are giving away tickets this morning for you to check out David Spade and Nikki Glaser. That's happening at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. Daniel Tosh tickets in the 8 o'clock hour with Heads Up. And again, Beat Mercedes, it's every day, 7 o'clock, $225 diamond pendant up for grabs if you can guess the song faster than I can. But coming up next, we have What's Trending. This Vegas residency was canceled and people are wondering why. Details are coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
All right, the Black Eyed Peas are trending this morning. They had a big residency planned, and it has now been canceled. The big show was supposed to start on February 15th at Planet Hollywood's PH Live, and the group posted on social media, they wrote, "To our dearest Peabodies," which I did not know that was the term for Black Eyed Pea fans.
Same.
Me either.
It is with a heavy heart that in light of current circumstances, our Las Vegas shows will not be moving forward as planned. Ticket providers will issue full refunds automatically. Stay tuned for updates on future performances by following us. We can't wait to see you again. They were originally set to play 15 shows from February through May. So everyone's saying, okay, in light of current circumstances, what does that mean? Is that just a code for low ticket sales or did something else happen? Anybody know?
I think you're right about low ticket sales.
Low ticket sales?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not watching Black Eyed Peas without Fergie.
Agreed.
It's not the same. But also, is it the LA wildfires too? Like, there's a lot of uncertainty, and that's a gray area term for me.
I think it has to be the lack of Fergie thing. I think that was the first question everyone was asking when they announced the residency. Oh, is Fergie going to be with it? And it wasn't. It was just the three of them. And so I think that was a big determining factor. If she was there, I think more tickets would have been sold.
I agree.
Yeah, I can't watch Fergie, or I can't watch the Black Eyed Peas without Fergie. Like, for me, I can't watch NSYNC without Justin Timberlake. It's not an NSYNC reunion for me if Justin Timberlake's not on there. It's the same thing for Fergie and Black Eyed Peas.
What if some of these groups will replace when one of the members is missing? Like Queen, they put Adam Lambert in for Freddie Mercury. What? Go ahead,
Journey.
Jay.
Journey did the same thing.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. So do you take that as far as a filler? Like if they put someone in for Fergie, let's say they said, okay, Black Eyed Peas, we are doing a residency with Miley Cyrus, and Cyrus is filling in for Fergie.
I think they have to have an A-lister that kind of says, oh yeah, I want to see what Miley's going to do with her Black Eyed Peas song, or is she going to do different songs? I think so, yes. If that was the case.
But it can't just be like, oh, this is Helen Jenkins. She's our backup singer. She'll be doing Fergie's parts. People are going to be like, no, absolutely
They're
not.
Like, who is that?
No. Well, Helen Jenkins' family would be like, yes, absolutely. And that's what's trending. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. I will remember where I was when TikTok went dark. Did you guys have to go through that? Did you go through the loss and the grief only to be excited when it popped back on Sunday morning? It was such a whirlwind of emotions for some people. And then other people that I know were like, I've never even opened a TikTok. I don't care. I don't go on that app. It's just hit or miss. But my daughter had a volleyball tournament this weekend and I'm sitting there and then I get that message that's like, and I think we all screenshotted it and posted it because my entire feed was like, oh, this is not available right now. And then it changed and it's like, we're working with the president. And then all of that. And so I'm sitting there at the tournament and that's literally what I do in between games is just scroll TikTok. And it was gone. And I was like, oh my gosh, I guess I have to go to Instagram Reels. go there. That sucks.
It does.
I'm sorry. It'll never be TikTok.
Why did I cry a little bit on Saturday night because of the band?
You actually cried?
I cried. And it's more for the people that I've watched throughout the years that have grown on the app. There's this girl named Emily Mariko. She is one of the people that just opens up her fridge. She gets her salmon out. She microwaves it with a bed of rice and an ice cube. And that was her thing. That's what made her famous. So Saturday night, one of my last TikTok videos was of her with her baby, and she was doing her normal routine, and her baby, this is the first time we ever saw her. It was as if the baby was the final season of TikTok. Like, this is me full
it's a
circle.
Season finale.
Yes. So I was tearing up a little bit. I'm like, this is it. These are the people that I loved and watched, and it's just all going to go away. To find out that Sunday morning it's back. I'm like, we were all dramatic for nothing.
It was such a ruse, you guys. Oh, it was all planned.
I was so pissed because I spent 3 to 4 hours dictating all of my TikTok recipes.
Oh gosh.
And I 2 hours I'm sitting there, and then Sunday comes around, I'm like, are you kidding me, dog?
I downloaded all of my TikToks in a file. I was prepared. It was so ridiculous. So here's the latest. The president, he's signing an executive order aimed at tackling the TikTok ban, but there may be this big hiccup because right after he signed this order that said he would either allow them to sell it or it's just a 75-day extension. So he says the app's going to be worthless if he doesn't approve this potential deal to sell, but it could be worth $1 trillion if it does.
Wow. $1 trillion?
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. Did you notice the algorithm was different when you went back on?
Actually, it was weird. It was a little bit different. Yes. Was it for you?
Yes. And I feel like it's orchestrated. Certain videos are not getting shown. Others that would never show up on my feed are popping up, and I'm like, I feel like the government, and this is just let me put on my tinfoil hat for a second, but this is just I feel like someone got a hold of the algorithm that TikTok said, okay, we'll let you guys have control of it, but we're keeping our algorithm. They stepped out, put in this new algorithm that says, hey, we're going to kind of control what people see. Does anyone else feel like that? I just am like, it was not sitting right with me this weekend.
I now that I'm thinking about it on Sunday morning, now I'm like, oh my God, it's back. Now I want to be on it for hours. And so I remember there were certain videos coming up like, this has never been on my feed before. And it was of the people in lobster catchers in Maine. I'm like, what is going on here? But I was into it. I loved it. So I don't know.
All of a sudden.
I'm going through it right now. I don't see anything different on mine.
What? No, yeah. Not like physical looks, but just the type of content you're getting.
Yes.
Let's talk to Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer, good morning. What do you think?
The algorithm has changed, and also a lot of the blue check marks for the verified content creators have also disappeared.
Is it certain ones, or who knows? Are you seeing weird kind of videos that you never saw before?
Oh, yeah. I'm seeing a lot of videos from, like, up in Canada and China of people being on the street making content. It's a mess.
It's so funny because I'm seeing content from other creators in other countries. Like, just so you guys know, the Canadians, they were so rude to you while you guys were gone.
Yeah, they were talking crap behind your guys' back while you guys were gone.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Okay, so yesterday was the presidential inauguration, and Carrie Underwood, she ended up doing America the Beautiful, and she had to do it a cappella because of a technical glitch. Pretty much everyone felt like she handled it really well. I didn't see it.
Same.
But from what I heard, they stood there for like 2 minutes with a complete silence, kind of like, what's going on? And then finally, you could see someone tell her, or she told someone, I can just sing it. And then she just sang it a cappella without any backing track, I guess. Well, now the Daily Mail is claiming that she had a mini hissy fit afterwards. They said that she was dissatisfied with the performance, and not just because of the glitch. I guess she was also expecting to sing on a stage from what I understand, she just like walked out onto the floor at the same level as everyone else. She said she felt like she was not afforded the same level of respect or admiration that previous singers such as Beyonce and Lady Gaga had received. They said she was annoyed. She was just on the floor and didn't have any sort of a platform. And the event, it all got moved inside last minute because of the cold. So that kind of messed things up. But the source says that she saved it from being a total disaster, though, and everybody was really proud of how she handled it.
I think that's what made it, is because the White House had to bring everything inside. A lot of the changes had to happen. Things had to go on the fly and just had to roll with the punches and be a pro. It sounded like she was a pro, but maybe behind the scenes she was like, what the heck happened and so forth. But it didn't seem like she was unprofessional in front of people.
No, it doesn't sound like it was all backstage. But and this is, you know, these are from quote unquote sources. So you have to take that for what it's worth. But I think that sound person, they're going to be looking for a job today.
Yes.
That person is the one looking for a job. Also this morning, here is a little hack. If you have young kids and you want them to eat their vegetables, researchers in Germany, they did this experiment. And here's how they found a trick to make it happen. They spent 20 minutes reading kids' fairy tales that involved magical fruits and vegetables, and the hero in the books that they were reading to them was either healed or saved by eating fruits and vegetables. So after the story was over, they offered the kids a choice of four different snacks: fruits, vegetables, cake, or cookies. And it turns out that it made them more likely to choose the healthier options, not just right after they heard the story. It actually had a lasting effect on them. 80% of the kids were still eating more fruits and veggies weeks after they heard the story.
I've heard another one. It's definitely, you have to be animated with the kids, or you have to have like some type of imagination, because I saw a mom on it was probably TikTok, and she was chopping up red bell peppers. And she goes, "Ooh, look, honey, do you want to try my little red bracelet?" And she cut the pepper into what looks like a red bracelet. She goes, "Ooh, a red bracelet." And she goes, "Yeah, let me try the red bracelet." She eats one. She chops up another. The mom puts it on her bracelet again. "Look it, I got another bracelet." And she goes, "I want to try another bracelet." So it's as if these kids, they need that life, that love, or the storytelling, a part to eat vegetables.
Yeah, you have to make it interesting for them. Otherwise, there's nothing interesting about a Brussels sprout or anything like that.
I remember my dad, when I was little, to make me eat, he would have to do the helicopter.
Yeah.
The helicopter's coming in.
My mom told me, if you don't eat it, you're just going to go hungry. So I ate my vegetables.
You definitely don't want to do that.
Yeah.
All right. Finally this morning, Spencer Pratt, he and his wife, Heidi Montag, they were on the reality show The Hills, and they've been definitely trending lately because of the fact that they lost their house in the Palisades fire, and social media has blown up with people trying to play Heidi's song and just trying to get more attention to them so that they can earn some money. Well, how has that translated to actual cash? Spencer, he has mobilized fans via social media, and they got people to buy enough downloads of a 15-year-old album to make it number one on the iTunes albums chart. And now he is revealing how much their fan base has actually given the couple. He did an interview and he said, "I made like $4,000 on TikTok this week, but on TikTok Live, where people can just give to me direct, I think I made about $20,000.
Wow.
Yeah. So he said, "This is phenomenal, life changing. That's the power of individual supporters backing you and getting behind you." So I don't know why, though. I thought it would be more as far as the TikTok views. I thought he would make more than $4,000 because he's been making tons of videos and getting thousands and thousands of likes.
Well, when they finally, I hope they get to number one on the Billboard charts, what does that process get? How is that process of them finally getting that money? Doesn't it take a long time?
Mm-hmm. Do you get money for being on the Billboard charts, or is that just equating to the record sales? I don't think you get actual cash for being on the Billboard charts, right?
I don't believe so.
That's just like units sold. So if you sold a lot of units, you're going to make a lot of money, right?
I think that you get like a certain percentage, like 5 cents or 2 cents for every time it's played on the radio. But being number one on the Billboard, that has to be some kind of contract negotiation that had to do with the label.
Yeah, like if you hit number one, you'll get an extra bonus or something like that. Yeah. So. Well, speaking of making money or making things worth some money, this is your chance right now. It is time to play Beat Mercedes, and we need a contestant right now at 702-364-9400. We're playing Beat Mercedes every day. If you can guess the song faster than I can, today you will win a $225 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. It is Minden Tuesdays. And we are looking for our contestant right now. Who wants to give it a shot? Call us up. Caller 20 is in. 702-364-9400. It is 704, and it is time for Beat Mercedes. It is a Minden Tuesday, and Sarah is our contestant. Yeah, good morning, Sarah.
Hi, good morning.
How was your weekend?
It was good. How was yours?
It was pretty good, too. We're ready to go here on a Tuesday. Had a little bit of a three-day weekend, so it was nice, and we are ready to make you a winner. We have this $225 diamond pendant up for grabs, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. It's absolutely gorgeous. You just got to guess the song faster than I can, okay?
All right.
All right. Good luck. I'm leaving the studio. I know you can do this. I'm really hoping you beat me. Okay. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye. She's taking her headphones off. I'm turning off her mic. Sarah, how are you? What are you up to this morning?
I am getting ready for work.
Listening on the Odyssey app, I'm guessing.
Every morning.
Yes. Awesome. Okay. So how the game works is you got to listen to the first 20 seconds of the song. But once you know the correct artist and title, you want to say, got it, loud and proud. We'll stop the clock. And then from there, you got to give us something within the first 5 seconds. Okay.
All right.
And then behind the scenes, I wasn't able to test audio with you. So just making sure you can hear this game show bad. Can you hear that?
Yes, I can hear it.
Perfect. All right, Sarah, the next sound that you hear will be the song, and it starts now.
Got it.
What you got?
Come on.
Katy Perry, Dark Horse.
I'm not going to say if that's right or not. J-Love, can you bring... Mercedes, I'm not going to say if it's right or not yet, but I'm going to put you on a hold, Sarah. 1 second. Mercedes is coming in. And I'm writing down her time, and I'll reveal that in a second. And Mercedes is walking back in. She's putting on her headphones. All right. Mercedes.
Hello.
Hi.
Can I ask you guys a question really quick? I noticed this as I was leaving the studio. Why do you film me on your phone, Jace?
It's a timer.
Oh, I thought you were holding it up and filming me. I'm like, what are you doing?
No. You got to get permission, Jayla.
I know. I haven't done my hair yet this morning. Come on now.
Look at that. Just blaming me for something I didn't do.
All right. Now I feel better.
Let's get to the game, guys. Here we go. Mercedes, the next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
Got it.
Jeez.
Wow. I think
I got it. Ooh, I might have done that prematurely.
All right. What you got?
Oh, dang it. Okay. Is it Katy Perry, E.T.?
Okay. You stopped the clock at 2.15 seconds.
Oh, I didn't get it.
And you got the right answer.
I did get it.
You did. Okay. Sarah, she stopped the clock at 8.5 seconds, and she thought it was Dark Horse.
Oh! I mean, technically, I believe it's Katy Perry and Kanye West.
I think it's, Oh, geez, we didn't even think about the features, J-Lo. Jeez Louise.
But, I mean, if we're just going with the who is credited for the song.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, no, it's just Katy Perry on the song.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, no, she's right. Mercedes is so good. Katy Perry, E.T. featuring Kanye West.
Yeah, because he's on this.
Yes.
Yeah. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
Sarah, I am so sorry. It's like one of those bittersweet things. Like, yay, I won, but boo, you did not. And I wanted you to win. So that means... our $225 diamond pendant just got bigger. Tomorrow morning, same time, same place, a $250 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minin Diamond Jewelers. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. This story is wild. There is a doctor in Taiwan. He's a plastic surgeon. He's been getting all this attention because he shared a video of him performing surgery on himself. He posted it on social media. What kind of surgery? He performed a vasectomy on himself.
Wait a minute. No. Hold on, dude. No.
He did. Nuh-uh. He performed a vasectomy on himself on social media. It was a gift to his wife, he said.
A gift to his wife.
The gift that's not giving anymore.
I got you, baby. Yeah, he decided to do this, and he wanted to make sure that no one messed up the procedure, so he did it on himself. He recorded the entire thing for educational purposes, and he showed the 11-step process. He got local anesthesia, and then he started working on himself, so to speak, and obviously, you know, doing that on yourself is not a common procedure, but usually the procedure, when someone else is doing it on you, it takes about 15 minutes. Since he had to do it on himself, it took about an hour, but it was still successful. So the video has gone completely viral in Taiwan. A lot of people are commending him for his courage and his skills and the love of his wife for doing something like that. But that, have you ever performed some type of surgery on yourself? 702-364-9400, where you probably should have gone to an expert, a doctor, to do that, but you took it upon yourself to do it. What happened? I'll never forget. There's a guy it was in middle school. His name was James Horner. He had this raised mole. It was like really prominent, and everyone always commented on his raised mole. And one day, he decided he was going to cut it off himself. And I'll never forget. He was like a stoner guy, and he had a lighter on him, and he burned the mole a little bit. And then we were in our biology class where we had like dissected pigs and stuff. So we had scalpels. We all had scalpels.
No. Okay.
How unsafe.
Oh, man, come on.
Oh. Just off. Same scalpel we used to dissect the baby pigs.
No. Did he disinfect it?
I don't remember. I hope he did. I don't remember for
That's
sure.
That's disgusting.
I know, but he literally did it in front of all of us, and we were like, oh my gosh, it was so disgusting. But he performed the surgery on himself, and that mole was gone and just sitting there on the desk afterwards.
This reminded me of a story of me and my husband back in the day. He has like skin tags underneath his underarm.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, oh, I just want them to go away so badly. I'm like, I got you.
No.
I'll do it.
You cut him off?
So I wanted to cut it off, but he was like, I don't want to bleed. So I'm like, let's just exfoliate a lot. And then once we exfoliate, maybe I'll just keep twisting and twisting it and twisting it and twisting it. And it never came off.
It didn't. Oh, no. The torture you put him through.
Yes.
Jeff, good morning. What surgery did you perform on yourself?
Good morning, Mercedes. How are you?
I'm good. Did you actually operate on yourself?
As far as I'm concerned, yes, it was an operation, and I probably should have went to the hospital.
What'd you do?
So what happened was I was living in a little shanty in between a divorce, and I must have sat on either a scorpion or a violin spider, because the following day, the bottom of my thigh swelled up to about the size of a silver dollar, and it protruded, I'm going to say, roughly a half an inch, maybe 3/4 of an inch from my leg.
Okay? Oh, no.
I couldn't, I had to lift my leg up while driving. I couldn't do anything. I tried everything. So what I did, you may not want to listen if you're squeamish.
Oh, gosh, please be careful.
Yeah, be careful. Censor yourself, Jeff.
First of all, I heated up a warm compress. I just figured that sounded right. I had an X-Acto knife laying around. I had some alcohol laying around. I dipped the X-Acto knife in the alcohol. I basically removed the center of the, the protrusion, squeezed it with my fingers. This poison came pouring out of my leg like nothing I've ever seen before.
Oh my God. Geez,
man. Jeff, how's your leg now?
Oh, my leg is fine now. There's a little scar, but no big deal, but a great story.
Yeah. Jeff MD over here. My gosh, that is impressive. We're getting so many texts. Does piercing your ears count? I think that counts as surgery, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
My ex used a scalpel to take a small cyst out from my butt cheek. Man, you guys are creative. It's Mix 94.1. Joe, good morning. How you doing?
Doing great. Good morning.
We are talking about performing surgery on yourself. A doctor in Taiwan performed a vasectomy on himself. Have you ever done something like that to yourself?
So my dad tried to stitch up a cut over my eyebrow. So I was babysitting some kids and we're playing tackle football. And one of them smacked me in the dome, like kind of head to head. And he lost his tooth, and we couldn't find the tooth. So then I go home, and my dad's like, no, we're going to bandage it. He tried stitching it up himself with butterfly stitches, and I ended up having to go 3 days later, and they found the tooth in my head.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
I told him to take me. He didn't want to take me. He's like, no, I'll fix it myself. I'll fix it. And then I was like, oh, geez. So I was real young.
Were you sleeping at night with the tooth in your head, Joe?
It was the worst headache for like 3 days.
It was like a biting headache. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was so gross when they pulled it out.
Did you give the tooth back to the kid?
Yeah, I tried.
What did he say? He's like, oh, no, I'm good.
I bet the tooth fairy's like, no, your statute of limitations has expired, so no money available. Thanks, Joe. J-Love, did you ever do something like that? Did you ever operate on yourself?
Well, I spent 20 minutes literally trying to extract a cactus needle from my finger. I was on a hike, and I got a cactus needle. I mean, it was deep in my finger, and I stuck it in some alcohol, and I took a razor blade, and I cut right where it was because it was so hard to get. And I had to get some tweezers and pull it out. I mean, this thing was that long, guys. I mean, it was like an inch long. I mean, it was big.
How did you get that stuck in your finger?
Because I was walking and I was swinging my hands. And next thing you know what, I ran over a freaking cactus. And I was like, what the heck was that?
J-Love, like he's on the yellow brick road here, swinging his arms off to see the wizard.
Or off to see, ow, what's that?
It hurt so bad, dude. I didn't think a cactus thing needle's going to hurt that bad. It was awful.
We should not be allowed to have razor blades just as the general public. We are exacto knives. There's too many issues that come with those. All right, it is time to win. Time for the Mega Minute. Your tickets right now to see David Spade and Nikki Glaser. You will see them on Friday, March 21st at the Venetian Theater, When You Conquer, the Mega Minute. It's 60 seconds and it's 10 questions. And if you are able to answer all 10 of those questions correctly, the tickets are yours. Caller 20, you are playing right now, 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hi, Melina. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
We are great. You are caller 20, you get to take a stab at the Mega Minute. How you feeling this morning?
I'm tired, but let's do it. I'm excited.
Sometimes when you're in that kind of like tired phase, like you think more clearly. So you got this. You can do this. 10 questions, 60 seconds, get them all right. You get these tickets to see David Spade and Nikki Glaser, okay?
Nice.
All right, Melina, and let's say you're struggling with a question. You can say pass, or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Which president was inaugurated yesterday?
Trump.
Yes, Jalen Hurts is the quarterback for which NFL team?
No idea, Pat.
What holiday was celebrated yesterday?
Martin Luther King.
Yes. An oncologist is a doctor who specializes in diagnosing and treating what?
Cancer.
Yes. Which car company's logo features four interlocking rings?
BMW?
No.
Audi.
Yes. What animal is nicknamed the sea cow?
A cat.
Since 2018, the show Survivor has been taking place in which country?
Asia.
No. What is the capital of North Carolina?
Oops, pass.
What singer in the band the 1975 did Taylor Swift used to date?
1975. Oh, the lead singer. Pat.
What is the term where people do not drink alcohol this entire month? Oh,
oh darn it.
Dry January. I still would have given it to you.
Oh, darn it.
I'm sorry, Melina. We unfortunately had to skip over a couple, and we didn't have time to go back and grab them. So Jalen Hurts, he's the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Boo.
Oh. I guess no Eagles fans over here, huh?
Nope.
What animal is nicknamed the sea cow? That's the manatee. Since 2016, the show Survivor has been taking place in which country? That's Fiji. I would not have gotten that one correct. I had no idea.
And you're
a
big fan of the show.
I haven't watched the last couple seasons, but I do love that show. What is the capital of North Carolina? That's Raleigh. The singer in the band, the 1975 that Taylor Swift used to date, that's Matt Healy. And like you said sober January, the term where people do not drink alcohol this entire month, dry January. Sober January would have gotten you a pass on that one. But that means another day, another victim of the Mega Minute. So caller 20 right now, you're getting these tickets, two of them, to see David Spade and Nikki Glaser at the Venetian Theater in March. The tickets are yours right now. Caller 20 gets them, 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right. Well, are you more likely to be dealing with certain health problems depending on what your job is? Now, a new study looked at what your job says about your psychological health, and it found really clear correlations between a person's profession and their genetic predisposition to a lot of psychiatric traits and disorders. We're talking things like ADHD, autism, depression, schizophrenia, anxiety. So they basically show how these correlations could influence people to choose their careers to an extent, but also may offer some benefits in those fields. So, for instance, let's talk about like STEM professionals. If you're in science, technology, engineering, mathematics, those professionals are more likely to be on the autism spectrum.
Really?
And that may be why they kind of gravitate towards those careers, because there's order, there's numbers, there's facts. It's just very straightforward. Schizophrenia, most prevalent in community and social workers.
Interesting.
Anorexia nervosa. That shows up most frequently in teachers and educators.
Wow.
I know. This is all data that was collected from American and British workers from 20 different professional fields. The results are absolutely astounding. The most stable jobs with the least amount of mental health conditions were found in architecture and engineering, healthcare, farming, business and finance, and office and administration and support. Now, on the flip side, artists and designers are the most likely to be predisposed to many mental health conditions. Do we fall in that?
I was going to say, I think we do fall in that category. We are creatives. We have to think of content. I see us as artists. So yes, I would say we fall in that category.
And I'm looking at like just anxiety. And I think that we've all dealt with anxiety at one point another in
this
our
past weekend.
Career.
I don't know what you mean.
Just this past year. Yeah. So it's really interesting. Let's talk about NSYNC. Joey Fatone, he is weighing in on the possibility of an NSYNC reunion. It could happen, you guys. He said that they need to have a conversation. That's what it really boils down to, and they're gonna do that soon. Now, they've done a few small things together over the last couple of years, including they all appeared on Justin Timberlake's latest album, but everybody's kind of waiting for a more solid reunion. JT is kind of the determining factor in this, you know?
Yeah. And if I don't hear from him, I don't want to hear about NSYNC unless I hear from JT saying, you know, we're going to do this. Until then, it's all BS.
I disagree. I will go on record, and I know this is an unpopular opinion, but I think that JC Chazé was the star of that group. He had the voice.
Yeah,
he was the star, but he didn't get the attention he deserved. Justice for Shazé, man. He was the one. He was the star, and they could do it. They don't need Justin. Justin is an added bonus. I agree. He's a star, but come
Stephanie
on.
Said
I'm
earlier,
sorry.
What did you say?
I'm sorry. Justin Timberlake's the guy
Thank
for me.
You.
And this is what it goes back to, too. Back in Coachella, I think Coachella, was it 2019 when Ariana Grande was a headliner? Her surprise guest was NSYNC. I wasn't there, but when I heard the headlines, I'm assuming all five. No, it was all four except JT. So if you're telling me there's an NSYNC reunion, it's not the whole group. If it's not, it's not a reunion if it's not the
100.
Whole group. I'm sorry.
I
That's
totally
just me.
Agree with you.
I agree that
yep.
it is not a full reunion, but it's a mini reunion. And as long as JC Shazé is there, I'm fine with it.
Ba-ba-ba to NSYNC if there's no JT to me.
Finally, this morning, just hearing this may make you have to go to the bathroom. Now, when someone says, oh, I got to go to the bathroom, does it ever make you have to go? There's this new study on contagious urination. And they found that because of evolution, it is a real thing. Researchers in Japan noticed that it happens with chimpanzees. So if one chimp has to go to the bathroom, other chimps nearby are more likely to go right after that. It's just a weird phenomenon that they noticed.
Is that why women follow each other to the bathroom?
Well, they're saying that could be part of it. What they do is they saw that social rank made a difference. Mm. So people are more likely to follow suit after a dominant chimp in that group went. So they're wondering if that has to do with the same thing with women, how we go to the bathroom together. Is it evolution, or is it just a bonding thing? They say in humans, we know that our decisions influenced by social context. So for me, like if a friend of mine has to go to the bathroom and she's like, do you want to go? Even if I don't have to go, I'll go. Because one, I don't want her to go by herself. And two, yeah, that's the time for you to like bond and talk and see what's going on. Like, what do you really think of what's going on? You know what I mean?
Oh, that's so true. Because when Mercedes and I, like if we're out at a concert together or at a basketball game together and you ask me, oh, do you need to go to the bathroom? I'm like, yeah, I'll go with you. But when it comes here at work, when you have to go to the bathroom, I leave you alone.
Oh, and the same with you. Like if I see you're in the bathroom, I'm like, okay, I'll wait.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe to give each other privacy, or like if something comes out, we're like, oh, at least she's alone.
It's just weird to have a conversation with someone while you're actually like peeing and you like hear them peeing. It's like, okay.
Us guys don't do that. I'm sorry. We don't go to the bathroom with each other.
You literally stand next to each other in the bathroom with no barriers. You're literally like, I'm just looking at your wristwatch.
No, my buddy, if he says, I got to go to the bathroom, I'm not going to, I'll go with you. I'm not going to do that.
No, because he's already in there, and then you guys start talking while you're like holding your stuff. And Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning. I think Steph and I were having a conversation off the air just about life in general and just checking in. And I think what you're talking about is something that a lot of people kind of struggle with and deal with. And I don't know that I have the answers for you, but I definitely think that if I can't offer you advice, someone out there probably has some really good advice for you. Talk to us. What's going on?
Yeah. So one of the things a couple weeks ago is I had my OBGYN appointment, and my doctor was basically saying you need to have a sit down with your husband and have a serious conversation on when you guys plan on having kids, if that's what you want to do. I'm like, well, what are the concerns? And she goes, well, you're hitting that age where after a certain age, you'll have more risks, more struggles when you do have kids. Geriatric pregnancies are coming up in my life.
Which is weird that they say it's a geriatric pregnancy when you're 35.
Exactly.
I'm like, that's insane.
And that's what bothers me, is because nowadays a lot of my friends are having kids much later in life. And I'm like, I'm in no rush to have kids right now. James and I were very career driven. We love the lifestyle we have at the moment, and we do want to have kids eventually, but just not yet. So she said, have a sit down, talk about your timeline and see what your options are. So I had a serious sit down with James the other day, and I'm like, hey, when should we start having kids? And he goes, why? What's going on? I'm telling him about the geriatric pregnancy stuff. I'm telling him how, honestly, I'm currently scared to have kids. I don't feel like we're financially secure. I feel like it takes a village, and I don't have family here to help me. Other things like child labor
during things during the pregnancy. Like, there are so many things that I have to consider and really think and sit down to myself to say, when do I want to have kids? And honestly, James goes, well, don't you think we'd be pretty devastated if we waited too long and the either the health stuff or all the risk stuff happened during those times? I'm like, absolutely. We had some tears back and forth. Like, what do we do? We really didn't come up with a solution.
So he wants to do it now and you kind of want to wait. Is that kind of where you guys are at?
I say we don't want to have it now just yet, but we're coming to that point where like, it's going to have to happen soon. It's going to have to happen soon.
Says who?
Yeah.
I think because of the statistics.
Janet Jackson had a baby at what, 50?
Yeah, she was like 50 years
old. Yeah.
So medicine's come a long way.
Mm-hmm.
You're healthy. James is healthy. And we're not trying to encourage you or discourage you either way, but like, if you wait for the perfect moment for something, you're going to be waiting forever.
Yeah.
There's like no perfect moment for anything. And I know you. And I'm very similar. You're a planner.
Yes.
You like to have a plan in place. This is when we do this. This is when we do that. But sometimes when you step out of that comfort zone and just let life happen, it's amazing what happens.
Did you and Matt have a plan? No, we didn't.
But we had our kids younger. We did have our kids younger. And so I get where you're coming from because when we had Brooklyn, I wasn't at that point. I was younger than you. But I do remember thinking if we had a third, like I really wanted to have a third. And I remember having the conversation with my doctor and he's like, just a heads up that that's considered a geriatric pregnancy. And I was like, we just ultimately decided not to because Matt doesn't want a third.
No!
Let's talk to Jessica. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Have you gone through this? Do you have any words of encouragement, advice for Steph? Jessica, good morning.
Hey, Steph. Good morning, and good morning, Mercedes. So I have polycystic ovarian syndrome, and I got a test to find out how viable my pregnancies would be, and I have less than a 5% chance of having a baby. And my sister works at the high-risk pregnancy center, and she's a labor and delivery manager, and I'm 42, about to turn 43. And my sister, I just wanted a baby my whole life. That's all I wanted. And my sister is like, you are not having a baby. You can adopt all you want, but you're not having a baby because it's too high risk for all these different reasons. And so it kills me because that's all I've wanted my whole life. But if it's meant to happen.
Jessica, like, no disrespect to your sister because she's obviously the expert in this field. But it's like, you know what? I just feel like this is your life and, you know, you should be able to decide and you can't predict the future. I don't know. I've just seen my friends that are over 35 have beautiful, healthy babies. And
yeah.
I don't know. I'm not big on people telling me what I can and can't do. You absolutely want to take the professional's advice. 100%. But they all are also not fortune tellers.
Yeah.
We're getting tons of calls. We're going to take more of your calls. What do you think? Having a baby after 35, that's like the cutoff, they say, as far as a geriatric pregnancy goes, then it becomes high risk. Were you in that situation? How was it for you? Any advice? We're going to take more of your calls here. Coming up, 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. We are talking about starting a family. And if you are at that age where you're like, okay, do I want to do that now? Am I still going to make my career a priority? The clock is ticking. We are talking about all of that. Steph is currently going through this. Let's talk to Brittany. Brittany has some advice for you, Steph. Hey, Brittany, good morning.
So what I wanted to say is that there is no planning for money-wise. You can't plan for a child. You just fit it in. It's nothing that you can really plan for. As far as age goes, my last child that I had, I was 32, and I had very high-risk pregnancies. And my OB at the time said, why don't you put IUD in and give it 5 years? So I would have been 37. Just go for it. There is nothing that really can prepare you for a child, and you just change your life. You evolve. It's second nature. My mom was 37 when she had me. And I'm 45.
Well, I agree with you, Brittany. Like, you'll never be ready. Like, it's just one of those things where it's like, oh my gosh. And then, you know, the baby comes and you have to buy your diapers and you have to buy this and that, but you just make it work. Like, you just find a way to make it happen. Am I right?
Right. Like, everybody says, oh, I'm not financially ready. Well, it just becomes second nature. Like, okay, instead of picking up that piece of beer, I'm picking up, you know, a package of diapers.
Yeah, Pampers, Bud Light. Let's go with the Pampers instead. Thank you so much, Brittany. Let's talk to Trish. Trish, good morning. What do you think?
So I was 38, and what I would say is I got more ultrasounds than everybody. That's the only thing. I had no complications. Now I'm 48, and I have a 10-year-old. And the one thing I would say is don't plan. I planned, like, oh, it's going to go easy. I'm going to be able to breastfeed. Nope, I had, I couldn't breastfeed, but everything else was amazing.
How does like hearing these stories, Steph, how does that make you feel?
Honestly, it relieves a lot of stress for me because I'm hearing all of these success stories after 35. And it's telling me like, hey, not to stress, but don't plan because I'm such a planner. So it's giving me a little bit more relief. And I'll just have to tell James, hey, it happens when it happens.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you can do is just live your life. I mean, we all get one shot at this, right? It's mm-hmm. like you got to do it the way you want to do it. Blanca, why don't you wrap this up for us? What do you think?
Good morning, everyone. So I want to share two stories with you just so I can kind of give you guys on why I think this way. When I was 19 years old, I had pre-cervical cancer cells, and they told me, you're not going to be able to have kids. Maybe, you know, if you want to, you should try it now because there's a slim chance that you might not have them. Well, I have three beautiful daughters, healthy as can be. And my sister, she got pregnant at 37. They told her baby was going to have, there's a possibility that he would have some kind of disorder because she's in that age and she's high risk. She's healthy as a horse.
It's not in our hands sometimes, right, Blanca?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I have tons of friends and relatives that have had kids in their late 30s, even 40s, and the kids are healthy and everything goes smooth in the pregnancy.
Yeah, it's not in our hands. Thank you so much, Blanca. Let's go to Deanna. Deanna.
Good morning. With technology the way it is, she should have her eggs frozen. And once you know you have viable eggs, the number is up to you. I had one IVF procedure one time and have the most beautiful child at 45.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Deanna, was it pricey to get your eggs frozen, or what was that process like?
Yes. It was pricey, but that was 10 years ago. So I think it's gotten a lot more reasonable and more insurances will help you now.
Are we sure? Because we all heard that the price of eggs is going up. So I don't know. I don't really know. Thank you, Deanna. I'm just saying, I've heard from a lot of people it's expensive. So I don't know. If you can avoid that, I'd avoid it.
We'll see how I'm doing. Maybe I'll get a blood test, see how many eggs I got, and then we'll go from there.
I don't even know how they do that. Do they just do it via blood test?
Well, that's what they said. So when I went to my appointment, I was like, hey, what are my options? They're like, we'll get a blood test, see how many eggs, look at the egg count, and then we can go from there.
Man, so that like literally will tell you like how many periods you have left in your life.
That's exactly,
That's crazy.
I know.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Keep us posted. And don't put too much pressure on yourself.
I know.
Don't do that to yourself. It's not good for you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you. I appreciate all the advice from everybody.
We love you. All right, let's make you a winner right now. It is time to play Heads Up here on Mix 94.1. We have two tickets to check out Daniel Tosh at the Chelsea in February. All you got to do is be caller 20 right now. You get to pick your category, and when you get six answers in 60 seconds, you are going to win. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Heather, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You are in for Heads Up. You ready to do this?
Yay!
We've got your Daniel Tosh tickets right now. I just need you to pick a category here for Heads Up. Do you want to go with Blue's Clues, Popcorn, Wicked Witch, or On the Record?
Ooh, with popcorn.
Popcorn it is. Okay, National Popcorn Day was on Sunday. These are all foods that start with the letter P, okay?
Okay.
Okay, are you ready to do this? I'll be your partner. We're going to make this happen. Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, Mercedes and Heather, you're 60 seconds. It starts now.
You have these for breakfast and you put maple syrup on them?
Pancakes.
Yes. You might dip this in cheese or put mustard on it, like at a football game.
Oh my goodness.
It's Twisted. Auntie Anne sells them.
Oh, pretzel.
Yes. This is a fruit. It's orange and it has a lot of black seeds in the middle.
Pineapple?
No, it's orange. We can pass. This is another fruit and it has a lot of little red seeds inside.
Plums.
No, like you scrape them out. Let's pass. Spaghetti is a type of this.
Pasta.
Yes. This is a fruit and it's green and it's got like big on the bottom, small at the top.
10 seconds.
Oh my goodness. Plum. Pear.
Yes, a pear. This is like apple, cherry, pumpkin types of what?
Oh no! Darn it!
All these fruits that start with a P were like messing us up.
I'm not thinking about that right now. Oh,
I'm sorry, Heather. Papaya was the orange one with the seeds. Pomegranate was the red seed one. And then we were just trying to figure out pie. But I'm so sorry. That means that we start off this 4-day work week without a winner for Heads Up. So caller 20 right now, you get the tickets. Two of them to see Daniel Tosh at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
So TikTok went away on Saturday and then Sunday came right back.
Ugh.
So everyone freaking out. We freaked out for nothing. For now. Okay. So basically, right after getting back into the Oval Office, Trump signed an order that says he will allow them to either sell it or close it. And it has a 75-day extension deadline. He says the app's going to be worthless if he does not approve a potential deal to sell it, but it could be worth $1 trillion if he does. And then he went on to say that he feels that the U.S. should get 50% of TikTok. He threatened China with the tariff if the deal's not done. Currently, 60% of TikTok is owned by companies BlackRock, Susquehanna International Group, and others. Three of the five board members of ByteDance are Americans. So the founders of TikTok, they own 20% of the company, and employees own the last 20. China does not own the app or the company. So I think it's going to be all okay. I'm just more embarrassed about how I responded. Like, oh, I must download all of my TikToks. And then it's like 3 hours later. And then it's like open again. This was all by design. I am convinced it was all by design.
You guys think that yes. This was all set up and this was a bit?
Yep. 100%.
I don't know about that. I do know that maybe that this is the extension of the ban. I still think it's going to be banned. So I'm just living in the moment with the TikTok stuff. I'm scrolling like it's going to be gone again. I think that's what I feel like is going to happen.
It's not going to be gone. We're going to have it. It's going to stay. They're going to make it happen and they're going to control what we see on it. I'm fully convinced there are certain things that you used to be able to search for on the app that are not searchable anymore. My whole algorithm is totally thrown off. Like what I'm seeing is just not my usual stuff. I'm trying to get back on my algorithm looking for the things that I like to see. It's just a weird situation.
And we're such a laughingstock to the whole world.
Oh, they think we are the biggest idiots. And you know what? For a few moments there, I might agree with them.
I agree sometimes too, yes.
Also this morning, so new music could be coming and from an unlikely spot. Taylor Swift, she was very quick to kind of go after the 1975's Matt Healy on a few songs on the Tortured Poets Department. And now it looks like Matt maybe getting his revenge. They're saying that the 1975 is working on an album right now. It's secretly in the works, and he is allegedly going to turn the tables on Taylor and sing about his side of their relationship. I guess the one example is a song that they have that is reportedly called God Has Entered My Body. And one of the lines in the song is, keep your head up, princess. Your tiara is falling. So they're saying it's all about Taylor.
I can't wait to hear this.
I mean, I'm excited to hear it, but that's a risky move on Matt, because what will happen is all the Swifties are going to go after him and he's not going to have many fans left.
But they already gone after him before, right? When she broke up with him, didn't they?
I mean, yes and no. I think there was a lot of upsides to that album because she talked about Travis Kelce. She took jabs at Kim Kardashian. Like, there, it was kind of all over the place in a sense. But I think, like, the Swifties, they're smart. And they're going to, I think they're going to bring him down if he brings Taylor Swift down.
Yeah, I really think it depends on what is said about her. But I think, too, that if you look at his track record, it has not been good as far as him. Like, wasn't there a whole thing with him and Ice Spice and people turn on that? So I think there's plenty of ammo for people to turn on him. Aside from Taylor, I think that'll just be like the nail in the coffin.
Gotcha.
But I still love the 1975 and I love their music. So I'm excited about the idea of new music coming out. We'll just see what happens. Finally, this morning. So yesterday was Blue Monday. Did you guys know that? Yesterday was supposedly the most depressing day of the year. And wow. So now there's this positivity campaign that has been launched in the Netherlands, and it's the Blue Monday Challenge. They say starting yesterday, and since we weren't here yesterday, maybe we could all start it today. The person who came up with this idea wants everyone to shift their perspective from all the whining and the moaning and the negativity that we do, especially this time of the year. So they're calling this a positivity campaign, and it's more of a challenge. Basically, when you get the urge to complain, you're supposed to stop and think, why am I complaining right now? Is this necessary? Do you have a reason to complain compared to someone who is less fortunate than you? It's a Blue Monday challenge. Go 30 days without complaining. And they say the challenge is self-police. The idea is, if you see how often you complain, it's going to open your eyes to your attitude, and you're gonna start doing it a lot less.
I don't know. Mercedes, can you go 30 days without complaining?
That was literally the first thing I did when I came on the air this morning, was complain that my computer wasn't working. Absolutely not. There's no possible way.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, we are so excited about this. If you haven't heard the news, UNLV's Rebel Girls and Company dance team, they're once again national champions.
Yes.
This was huge. They took home first place in two of three categories when they competed. We are going to talk to their coach, Marcia De Castro Verde. She is coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Oh, a big winner was announced this weekend. It was so exciting to see that our UNLV Rebel Girls and Company dance team are once again national champions.
Yes.
Hey, turn up my little...
Whoa!
There we go. And we are so excited to announce that we have the coach of the team on the phone. It is Marcia De Castro Verde. Good morning, coach!
Yes.
Yeah. Hi! Thanks for having me.
Hey, congratulations! This is absolutely huge. Talk to us about the competition, and you guys took home first place in two out of three categories. Talk to us about how this all works if you're not in that dance world.
Yeah, so there's four different categories and different levels, and we're in D1A. So we compete, you can only compete in three out of the four, and we competed in game day, palm, and also in hip hop. We took the titles in hip hop and game day.
That is huge.
They actually did really well in palm as well. They got 10th out of, like, I think there was like over 20, 30 teams. So, and we hadn't done that category in like 5 years. So we were really proud of that as well.
Now, Steph, you're a dancer, and just watching their performance, what questions do you have for Coach Marsa?
First of all, Coach Marsa, I've seen the hip-hop routine about 100 times. You guys did amazing. You really crushed it. I really think just, like, overall the energy and just the music choice was fantastic. One of the questions I have for you, though, is when you guys went into Nationals this year, did you guys have, like, that school to beat, and who was it, or maybe like one of your biggest rivalries?
Yeah, so we have a few, but our biggest one definitely that can get us sometimes is LSU. So that was, I mean, I always tell the kids, like, we're competing against ourselves from the year before. It's about, like, outdoing yourself, because if you put too much energy on others, I feel like the outcome doesn't come out your way sometimes. So just to work hard and stay focused on yourself. And that's what we did, and we really put a lot of energy into, like, our music and our concept and putting different technical styles and really raising the bar to get the difficulty points. So, but, yeah, LSU, SDSU, Memphis, they're all really good.
I see some of the smack talk with all those schools, like, on some of the posts. Yeah. Coach, that hip-hop routine, I second Steph's sentiment. It was absolutely just jaw-dropping what you guys did there. And if someone is looking at that thinking, wow, that is something I would love to do one day, but I don't really have, like, formal dance training. I want to learn that. What kind of advice would you give for someone who wants to get involved in maybe hip-hop dance or one day be a member of the UNLV Rebel Girls and Company dance team?
I mean, it's just like anything, right? Like any sport, you have to train and you have to put in the hours. So we have a lot of amazing local studios that they can train in hip-hop. I would start there for sure. And then we also offer tons of clinics where you can get one-on-one and even, like, our coaching advice back. So I would just suggest those types of things. But it's all in the training at the end of the day.
Are you guys back in Vegas yet?
We are. We got back last night around midnight.
Oh, my gosh. the celebration must have been crazy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, take us back to that moment, Coach. Like, when you guys got first place and they announced UNLV first place, like, what was that like from the audience? Because I know you weren't on stage with the team. Like, what was that like?
Well, after they performed that hip-hop routine, they got a standing ovation, which was so huge and such a cool moment for the people on the team. And for me, I've been doing this a really long time. It's not about titles, but it's about watching that particular team take that journey and all their hard work and all the injuries and all the adversity, and then getting to see that moment for them is really special.
Well,
that moment was crazy.
I was standing when I watched the video. I was standing giving you guys a high five. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Yeah. Now, Coach, could you teach me how to do that routine?
Maybe like an 8 count.
That's what Steph said.
Maybe the intro.
It's the holding pose in the beginning, Coach. Yeah. You can teach him the holding pose. There you go.
Coach Marsa.
Yeah, exactly. We got you.
We are beyond proud of you guys. Thank you for representing this city, the UNLV. Wow. Just what some great accolades that are so well deserved. Will you send our love to the rest of the team and just thank them for making Vegas proud? You guys were awesome.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
And if you of course, and if you guys missed the routine, we'll post it on our Instagram and on our Facebook so you can see it. I'm telling you, this is like at least a five-time watcher, just seeing how they do that. Yeah. Steph, I bet you could do it.
I mean, I got to stretch again. I can warm up a little bit, but here's a little 5 count, and then I'll go off stage.
Yeah, it's like, I'll just wait here and then clap for everyone. So thank you, Coach Marsa. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and I'm so excited. It's a new year, and we are looking for our brand new Teacher of the Month for January, where we get to honor an amazing teacher here in Las Vegas. There's so many of you out there, and we just appreciate all that you do. So if you know an incredible teacher, please nominate them. Let us know about them. We will be doing a random drawing, and one of our Teacher of the Month recipients will get a $150 Visa gift card. card courtesy of Finley Chevrolet, an additional $150 Visa gift card courtesy of Silver State Schools Credit Union, and, of course, that personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies. So nominate your outstanding teacher today. Just go to mix941.fm, click the contest tab, and the entries close on Friday. So you got to get your nominations in ASAP. Thank you to Finley Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union for making Teacher of the Month possible. Well, that is it for us. We are headed out. Hopefully you got a short work week and hopefully your day goes by fast, but make sure you keep it here on Mix 94.1. J-Love is sticking around. Get you through your work day, and tomorrow morning we'll have more tickets. David Spade and Nikki Glaser, Daniel Tosh, Sheryl Crow, it's all happening, and we're up to a $250 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers with Beat Mercedes at 7 a.m., so you don't want to miss that. We are headed out. We will talk to you tomorrow.